Welcome it to the special meeting of the Assembly of Wrangell, and it is 6 p.m. and call to order is our first business.
Assembly Members Powers. There?
I'm here.
There you are.
Here.
Okay. Mock.
Here.
Audison, looks like you signed off. Dalrymple?
Here.
Powell is not on. DeBoer?
Here.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Here. And just for the listening public, it's a little bit unusual. We have five assembly members off island, and I am just recovering from the flu. Wash your hands, soap and water, and it's a toughie. This one's a rough one. So be careful out there. Electrolytes will be your friend. If I have to tap out for a few minutes, I'm assigning Assembly Member DeBoer to continue to chair the meeting. All right. First up is persons to be heard. And thank you for coming out on this snowy night. First up is Jim Freeman.
I stand here. You want me over here?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead.
My name is James Freeman. I'm a Wrangellite, so yep. Live over in Case. First of all, I wanted to say happy New Year to everybody that's here and elsewhere. I know, Mason, you've worked on a lot of stuff, and I just want to say kudos for all the hard work and everything that you do. And we thank you for the times that you've spent, all of you, the ones that have come to different meetings or met with us individually, people that are here. Through the months, there's been a lot of stuff that's happened as far as people with concerns and so forth. A couple of things I just wanted to bring up in question form. So is this something that we're now at this spot now? I know we've missed some meetings because of inclement weather. I know there's been some things happen in terms of the holidays and so forth. Are you at a spot now? Because I know we had talked about a number of people that remembered we were going to go through a town hall meeting, or there was going to be some other things. None of that has happened. So with where we're at right now, are we still going to be going through the numbers that you have at some point, and then looking at what business owners and so forth? I heard about a hotel. That's great. But at the same time, saying that the impact of people here that already have businesses along that line and forecasting to see what you actually got put together, is that going to happen?
Well, you're correct that meeting was canceled due to snow. But as far as numbers of how it'll affect the community, I think it'll bring additional commerce to the community. A hotel would only be, a new hotel would only be warranted if it, you know, people do show up. So I don't know what you mean by trying to calculate sales tax increase in sales tax revenues.
Well, if you have a projection as terms of, and some of the numbers I heard just tonight, that you're going to have so much per person that comes in, right?
Right.
So it goes up to $10 or something like that.
Yeah. Seven.
So you have that. That's an impact, obviously, which is good for the city. But then you have other existing bed and breakfasts. You have the Stick. You have other places that are here that also have people come in. So is that going to take away from their business, or is that going to be something that's going straight into ACL? And that impact financially, I would think, from everything I'm hearing tonight so far, and some of it we've heard before. Obviously, that's good for the city in terms of bringing revenue in there. Are you planning on then using that towards infrastructure, or is that going to be basically just for the maintenance? So I'm just talking about the gaps that are in. I mean, great job on negotiating, getting to a spot where there's all these great projects. I think most everybody in the community is extremely, bullish and excited about Jay. I think that's a really big impact here. Huge, since the mill is gone and all that. Some of these other things, I think there's questions and concerns about whether it's barge lines and so forth. I know a lot of citizens have done a lot of work, put in numbers, hasn't been much response back on that. So I'm not making any accusations. I know there's a lot going on. But it would be good to kind of go through some of that so that basically people in the community could at least weigh in and check these numbers, maybe give some feedback. And before maybe the final decision is made, and it sounds like almost some of those final decisions are already kind of baked, but maybe not. So that's all I had to say. And I'm just asking for a response on that. If there is still going to be, when is that going to happen as far as the town hall meeting or getting this stuff out there where you can get the community that at a time where everybody can actually know about it and get here. Because I know a number of people would have been here tonight, but they're stuck out.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jim. I think I can answer a lot of your questions in the item.
Go ahead.
I'll do it within the actual item.
Oh.
They're the administrative report.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that turnaround is a very big interest to me, to have people arrive and then depart from Wrangell. Oh, I'm trying to, if I flutter a little bit, I'm trying to work through this brain fog I have, so bear with me a little bit. Anyone else would like to make a statement now during the public or during the persons to be heard? Okay, this item will come up in the agenda. All right, item three, amendments to the agenda. Any assembly member have any amendments? Okay, hearing none. Of interest, item four. Any assembly member have any conflict? All right. Section five, executive session. This is to update and a few discussions on the American Cruise Lines negotiations since they were just finished. We're going to enter into executive session. No action will be taken. We'll come immediately out of executive session. And then the first item is discussion on the lease. So I need a motion.
A move pursuant to AS 44.62.310C1 that we recess into executive session and invite the borough manager and borough attorney.
Yes.
And borough attorney into the session to discuss matters in which the immediate knowledge would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically regarding the update on the American Cruise Lines negotiations.
I second that.
Okay, and always state your name.
Dan Powers.
Okay, so we have a motion by DeBoard, a second by Powers. Any discussion? All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Locke?
Yes.
Audison?
10 minutes.
Yeah, if that.
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. We will recess into executive session at 6:06, and I promise it won't take more than 10 minutes. Came out of executive session. No decisions were made, no action taken, and now we're back into our special meeting. And the first up is item 6A, public hearing, resolution number 01-26-2004 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, approving a Tidelands lease to American Cruise Lines Incorporated. I'll ask for an administrative report.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So we kind of just belabored the lease agreement a bit. I won't go way into the weeds again, just because I don't think there's anybody else new on the line. And
there is.
Those are a few.
Powell was actually on. I'm going to.
Okay.
My computer will work to let me.
Do you want me to pause this for a bit? Or?
Yeah, you just want to. Oh, there.
You good?
Yeah, you can go ahead. There he is. I'm just going to mark that he's here. Okay,
that sounds good. So I'll go into the terms of the lease agreement broadly. We just went over them in the presentation work session. So the term of the lease again is a 40-year term with 3 5-year extensions. Those are optional at the year of the end of the lease. In terms of financial benefits to the borough, the base rent is $50,000 in year one. That increases at a rate of 3% a year, aggregated every 5 years, or 10% of the appraised value every 5 years. So it's the lesser of. There's kind of a checks and balances with guardrails there. On the passenger wharfage rate, it starts at $7 and has a step up to $10 in 2028. There's a minimum pledged passenger wharfage count to base things off of. So they've pledged a minimum of $60,000 essentially once we get into the $10 per head rate schedule. So that's 6,000 passengers as a floor. Anything in excess of that, we would pay, American Cruise Lines would pay more for the passenger volume that actually was incurred. From a possessory property tax issue, the full docking facility will be taxable as a facility. Sales taxes are relevant too. And when we look at the passenger growth out of that facility alone and the visitor industry as a whole, we will realize, you know, what's projected between, you know, $15,000 and $30,000 in excess sales tax proceeds. From a scheduling perspective, American Cruise Lines is to create the summer schedule subject to our approval. The way the scheduling timeline will work is the very first sailing of that calendar year, they'll have control of the schedule from there on out. And then in the winter, when they hit to the fall time, their last sailing will dictate when their scheduling period is over. We have some hard and fast dates there, May 1st and October 31st, that are basically to not exceed those dates. On the winter side of things, or out of cruise season, borough is to control the scheduling, and then that'll be subject to their approval. So it's kind of a nice back and forth. Because there's a lot of opportunities for third-party use in season, in the cruise season and out of season, there's a 50-50 revenue share that's been applied to this facility. So each party will get 50% of the proceeds derived from this new port expansion. And when, in reference to that, in terms of maintenance obligations, generally maintenance falls within ACL's obligation. They are responsible for major maintenance, repair, and replacement of the facility over the life of the facility. There is a provision within the lease agreement that gives the Ports and Harbor Department discretionary day-to-day maintenance ability. So under that arrangement, those are things like pressure washing, snow removal, the little things that happen each day. Obviously, we're boots on the ground here. These folks are on the East Coast, and to have a contracted team doesn't make a lot of sense when we're here. So that will be billed out by time and materials to American Cruise Lines each year, and that will be deducted from their overall revenue share. So they'll be paying for those maintenance activities, but it makes sense for us to have it here. There's certainly a public benefit to this. It'll be a drive down dock facility for commercial fishermen to utilize, for Marine Service Center folks to utilize for expanding some of their business opportunities, and then certainly for other economic opportunities in the off season. We mentioned JAG Marine Group as an opportunity we're working through to present to the community. So, you know, talk through all the financial figures in the lease agreement. You know, ballpark, this is certainly going to pay for the lease, the debt service on the lease as projected with the current cost estimate of $2.5 million for the fill. That yields about $183,000 debt service altogether. This far exceeds that figure. So we'll be in a positive NPV as a result of this project. And if community members want the specific figures to be shared, I'm happy to go over those with folks in the office or with members of the public individually. So, but broadly, a great deal for the borough and the community of Wrangell, a great deal for American Cruise Lines. And again, I know these folks are listening in. I appreciate the lengths that Woodsey went through to work through this agreement over the last, well, since April. So appreciate the leadership at American Cruise Lines, and I'll entertain any questions from the assembly after the public hearing.
All right. Any testimony from the public? Okay, hearing none. I'll close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Move to approve resolution number 01-26-2004.
Dalrymple seconds.
Okay, we have a motion by DeBoard, second by Dalrymple. Any discussion? Again, this is on the lease on page 10 of the agenda. All right. Hearing no discussion, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. All right, on to item 7, new business. It's on page 48, Assembly.
Okay.
ACL representatives, we thank you. You're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting.
Or not.
We'll be in touch tomorrow. Charlie and crew, thank you for joining on tonight, and I hope you guys have a great night.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry for the interruption.
That's okay. It was very welcome. Item 7A, new business, resolution number 01-26-2012 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the capital project state legislative priorities for FY 2027.
Move to approve resolution number 01-26-2012.
Second.
Okay, was that Dalrymple?
David Powell.
Okay, so we have a motion by DeBoer, second by Powell. Discussion.
I'm going to give a minute to report real quick.
Okay.
All right. So this is our resolution 01-26-2012. Is our state schedule of priorities that we adopt each year. These are our state legislative priorities. I always want to recognize Amber. She goes through a lot of work and developing these schedules. This is something that she solicits a lot of feedback. We have a master list of capital projects and major maintenance activities that we keep deep in the safe here at the City Hall, and we bring that out every year and kind of look at the opportunities that exist currently. And there's a lot of different programmatic and cyclical opportunities that we apply for. For the state side of things, that's CAPSIS. That's the state's capital project submission platform that we provide to the legislature and work with our state senator and state representative to work through each year. There's other opportunities that we pursue aggressively through the state. That's one might be the State Harbor Matching Program. So that's something we go after each year. And then there's, again, designated legislative spending that comes out of that. There's also other policy priorities that you'll note on some of these schedules. But in reference to the state schedule, we've composed a list of priorities based off the environment we're operating on in the state, which is a very low budget environment in the state of Alaska and for the foreseeable future. You'll note that over the last couple of years, communities haven't been getting designated funds from the legislature. Very different than when oil was really thriving in the 80s, and we built half the town of Wrangell, public safety buildings and schools and all that sort of thing. So you'll notice that some of our requests on the state list are a lot different than the federal list. And the effort in all this is really to deploy a lobbying strategy that gets us something for the community. And we've been very, very successful, bar none, to other communities and future or past administrations here. The last 2 years, we brought in $37.5 million in year one, this administrative team did. And this last year, we're slated to get another $15 million. So over $50 million in state and federal funding over the last couple of years, which is really, really remarkable. And I hope the community sees the value in that, because it provides infrastructure that we otherwise couldn't afford here in Wrangell collectively. So looking at our state schedule, we have number one is our Inner Harbor replacement. That is in an effort to bridge the gap, so to speak, on getting additional funds for our Wrangell Harbor Basin project. So we got the $25 million raise build grant. We're asking for some additional funding through the State Harbor Matching Program. That's a maximum ask of $5 million, at which the state splits that 50-50. So the 50% matching requirement for us to pull that off. That's number one. We do want to get that project into construction in 2027, so it's quite timely. We don't want cost escalation to price us out of the project. So again, that's the Wrangell Harbor Basin is a lot bigger than just the Inner Harbor, but we're asking specifically the state to fund that jointly with us. And so that's Inner Harbor, Reliance, and Standard Oil, that whole project. Wrangell Harbor Basin dredging again, related to the Harbor Basin dredging project or the Wrangell Harbor Basin project. These are the dredging activities. The Corps has not had the budget to include us in their work plan for the dredging that's within their scope within the Wrangell Harbor Basin. So we are seeking funds in an effort to be able to provide them funding through contributed funds to get that project funded and off the ground so they can pursue it. It's also quite possible that we could take on that project or portions of that project ourselves and seek reimbursement for it. We've done some combination of that when we did Heritage Harbor, and we never got reimbursed for it, but it was a strategy to get the project off the ground. So we reminded them, the Corps of that when we were in DC this last trip. Number three is McKinnon Street Rehabilitation. Again, Amber has applied for state revolving fund monies that at 100% forgiveness. We have in aggregate over $900,000 in essentially grant funding, but it's 100% loan forgiveness. It's just kind of a weird thing the state does through their clean water and drinking water programs. So we're already starting the McKinnon Street project with $900,000 in free state money to get the water and sewer done. We're asking pretty much everything else that's not included in that state revolving funding to be considered under a CAPSIS project through the state. And then we have our Nolan Center and museum roof recoating. So the Nolan Center, you know, was about 20 years old now. There's some notable decay in the roof recoating. There are some small leaks within the facility that we need to get a handle on, and we want to take care of it before it turns into some of the other nightmares that we've seen, public safety building being one, the schools being another, which are both being tackled this summer. They're funded projects, roofs and sidings, so that's great. On the elevator replacement, elevator in the public safety building is over 40 years old. Small request from the state, again, trying to thread the needle of if they don't have much money, sometimes they pick these $250,000 to $400,000 projects. So better to get something like that than nothing when they can't afford to do the multi-million dollar projects. We've included our wastewater treatment plant. We have pretty good confidence and optimism that Senator Murkowski will get the wastewater treatment plant upgrades project through appropriations this January. We are approaching a short-term CR end here and at the end of January. So that's a continuing resolution. So basically, there's three appropriation bills that are going through Congress at this time. And this wastewater, the Department of Interior appropriations is one of those 12 bills that they're considering, but three in this cycle. The wastewater treatment plant, we requested $10 million in CDS, congressionally directed spending funding through Senator Murkowski. So if that comes through, we'll be just short of a fully funded project for the wastewater treatment plant, not to be confused with our recently completed water treatment plant. And we do have a five-year timeline to upgrade that plant for the disinfection requirements as provided by EPA. So again, asking the state to help fund that margin that's anticipated. And then we have the Shoemaker Harbor boat ramp replacement, kind of a twofold advocacy. If the state wants to fund it through CAPSIS, great. At the same time, there's an opportunity to get that through the Dingell Johnson program, which is something that is a recreational boater access program that we funded several of our launches in the past, and we will continue to do so. So, you know, next on our list, maybe we look at Heritage Harbor dual ramp, or we look at something in the back channel for a ramp option through that program. And then last but not least is some downtown waterfront planning money. Obviously, the borough is working through a nearly $40, $45 million application for the Economic Development Administration. That's an application that's due on March 3rd of this year. Downtown waterfront's going to be a big piece of that. It's one of the three components, but as we develop that waterfront here, fill things out and look at developing the freight yard into a downtown commerce district, there'll be additional planning monies required. So that's kind of the rationale between our state priorities list. And again, this is something that's fairly fluid, and it comes sometimes we revise this before we go up to the legislature just based off, oh, this got funded, so let's strip that off and put something else in. Or just based off the climate of the legislature, the state, and then Congress on the federal schedule will adjust. But they're meant to be pretty complementary. A lot of times the state schedule is funding things that are already funded in the federal because there's matching requirements and you can't match federal with federal. So,
okay, thank you.
Maybe that was too deep, but it's good to go over.
And then we have the federal priority list coming up. Any questions, comments, Assembly? All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Otteson?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item B, page 51, Assembly, resolution number 01-26-2013 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, establishing the capital project federal legislative priorities for FY 2027.
Move to approve resolution number 01-26-2012.
Powers, second.
Okay. We have a motion by DeBoer, second by Powers. All right.
Can I just let you clarification? That was 2013.
2013, sorry.
Okay, thank you. All right. Would you like to address this?
Yeah, so this is our federal legislative capital project priorities for the year. Again, something that's fairly fluid that we adjust each year and sometimes multiple times in a year. There's seven priorities, and typically these target cyclical programmatic funding sources. And so the main predominant one that we get through Senators Murkowski and now Representative Begich, who are on respective appropriation committees, is congressionally directed spending, which is a fancy way of saying earmarks. And then the same thing for Representative Begich's side, they call it community funded projects on the House side. So we apply for those each year. This year, we received the public safety building, about $2.5 million in money from the federal government. So we'll have over $5.9 million in proceeds that will be directed towards that facility this summer for roof and siding replacement. So we're very grateful to them for that. We also look, like I said, in the previous item to be optimistic about a $10 million for a wastewater treatment plant through that process. So this year we have number one, Wrangell Harbor Basin dredging. Again, when the Corps doesn't have money allocated specifically for a project in their budget, they're kind of reliant on what their surplus is, and typically they don't have a surplus, so it's hard to wedge projects into their work plan without a set aside from Congress. And so that's exactly what this would be. We call it a plus up. And so we would be seeking funding for the amount of dredging to be added to the Corps budget for Wrangell specifically. And so that's what that request is referring to. Number two is our wastewater treatment upgrades for effluent disinfection. If we do get CDS money, there is still other federal channels. So there's probably some merit in keeping this on our schedule. It could be through an EDA public works request or something of that nature. But again, that's a project we'll have to complete within the next 5 years. It's an unfunded mandate, essentially, to be able to wastewater treatment plant to EPA's new standards. Marine Highway Freight Terminal and Barge Ramp, there's an opportunity for working with some of our stakeholders, AML and Sampson, to be able to improve a new facility through this. So we'll certainly be working the grant angles for that. A deepwater port subdivision development. This is meant to coincide with our EDA grant. So this is development of our mill property. So continuing to seek funding for that, either if we don't get the EDA grant that we're applying for, but if we do, we certainly will be complementary to that funding. And this is also a way of just pointing out that we are seeking EDA. So a lot of times we'll ask our delegation, Sullivan, Murkowski, and Begich to back the projects that we're funding from a programmatic perspective. And then we have our flume replacement, and don't we love the flume? The flume is a really a piece of infrastructure that redirects water off our watershed into the reservoirs. And if the whole community of Wrangell could walk up there and see it, it's a real makeshift 1960s like tin and wooden stanchion structure that, you know, was pretty ingenuitive back in the day, but it's really not that efficient. So, you know, being an island community that's growing with some of our economic development and new housing coming online and hopefully some jobs created here in the next 3 years of significant, considerable size. We want to make sure that we're capturing water efficiently. So this is something that's also wedged into our EDA grant, but we will be pursuing congressionally directed spending for it. So that's number five. Number six is our deep water port development and downtown port expansion. So again, this is to coincide with our EDA grant application. This is money for waterfront development down here. So expanding port resiliency at City Dock, there'd be a floating component added to that to accommodate other types of ships, and it would include things like utilities for the downtown new waterfront, and subdivision development. And same could be said for the mill property, utilities, subdivision development, surfacing, bulkhead, all that type of work. And then finally, number seven, we have our diesel power plant roof replacement. That is just our downtown plants due for a roof and something that we want to request for. So there's a lot of strategy that goes into these lists. We try to check the box on different subcommittees. Senator Murkowski sits on as chairwoman and co-chair of the Interior Appropriations Committee. That's why we have so much success with water and sewer projects. But we try to hit different committees. So you'll notice we have transportation, we have energy and water, we have rural development, and we have interior, if I didn't say that already. So we kind of hit all the different colors of Congress, I guess, if you were to so to speak, to give ourselves the best chance to get something. And it's a very well thought out strategy. I appreciate, again, Amber, all her work that she goes through. Her work's just really starting. It's kind of the planning, and then she goes through the submission process. Congressionally directed spending is due February 27th or 28th this year, and then CAPSIS is usually due around the same time. So we'll be working through those requests and keep the assembly and the public abreast. But again, over $52 million in the last couple of years slated. I mean, that's unprecedented for the community of our size. Our general fund brings in about $6 million. So when you look at it that way, that's really an incredible feat for this team.
Thank you. Assembly discussion. All right, poll vote, please.
Yes, Assembly Members Powell. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I got you. Okay. DeBoard?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, page 55, resolution number 01-26-2014. Of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, to recognize and declare the City and Borough of Wrangell a Coast Guard community.
Move to approve resolution 01-26-2014.
Powers, second.
Okay, motion by DeBoard, second by Powers. Administrative report on this.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm trying to be concise, but there's some exciting things coming across the borough. So I'll back up a little bit from the main intent of this item to kind of relate it to our overall goal here, which is to bring in JAG Marine Group as a core partner at our Deepwater Port site. This is a new partner that's entered into the borough over the last 6 weeks or so, brought to us by Representative Bynum. And so JAG Marine Group is a company that took over the Vigor the Ketchikan shipyard that Vigor was the prior tenant of. Which was also a shipyard built, marine fabricator that operated down there. So JAG's taken that on down in Ketchikan. They've tripled the contract sales in just a matter of the last 2 months that the Vigor was doing. So there's a tremendous opportunity to gather more market share in Alaska. They also own and operate facilities up in Seward. The goal for us and JAG is to bring a state-of-the-art shipbuilding and fabrication facility to service the Coast Guard fleet of Alaska and the West Coast. This is something that is a very exciting opportunity for Wrangell, and we certainly want to support the Coast Guard and you know, be a supportive community and welcome them into the borough, whether that's in respect to just doing maintenance on their facility on their vessels, or actually home porting polar icebreaker cutters. And so that's something that we're looking at doing. We've been in communications with Senator Sullivan's office to try to be a community that home ports one of those vessels. You'll notice that Juneau just got the latest home port. There's significant economic value to the communities that inherit these home ports. A mid-scale icebreaker would bring 150 jobs to Wrangell overnight and people living in the community. And that's probably a really conservative number because that's the personnel that are really coming off the ships without spouses and children and those types of things. So huge economic benefit to a home port here. And so we want to pursue this aggressively. We're working with JAG Marine Group to develop a strategy to best appease the Coast Guard requirements of home porting. But it's the goal is really twofold. We want the maintenance facility here at the mill property. This would be the biggest shipyard in the state of Alaska and really large scale. It wouldn't be something that would compete with the Marine Service Center here. These are a lot larger vessels that we'd be working on, and something that's very synergetic with their Ketchikan operation. So I'm kind of conflating JAG Marine Group with the Coast Guard here because they are really tied at the hip as opportunities. This would be a game changer for the community of Wrangell. I don't think we'd have to worry about jobs in the future of Wrangell for decades to come if we sealed the deal on this. This would be, you know, anywhere from 300 to 500 people coming to town in the next 2 to 10 years as this incrementally develops, which we've carried that amount of people before in this community, probably back when Attorney Luce was growing up here in Wrangell. We've been at 2,700 before. Just in 2010, we're at 2,400. So we have a really great opportunity here to welcome the Coast Guard into the community, have a little mini base and a home port jobs here. So we will be handing this to the Commandant of the Coast Guard when we have our meetings with JAG and them, either at the end of this week or next week. So we'll be hot to trot with establishing that relationship and working with Senator Sullivan to try to bring a win home here in Wrangell.
And we will have a town meeting on the mill site development.
Well, yep, in February.
We wanted one on the ACL agreement, but we'll have one in February for the mill site development.
Yeah, Economic Development Director Thomas has a really robust public engagement schedule. There's a lot of coalition meetings scheduled throughout this period while we work to develop our EDA grant application. So there'll be some professional public engagement. Well, we actually have a contracted professional come down and do some public engagement at the Nolan Center in a town hall format. We'll also have some public presentations, a series of them throughout the months of February or throughout the month of February. So keep your eyes out on that. It's a really exciting time in Wrangell with a lot of the economic development we have in front of us.
Yes. Assembly, any comments, questions? All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members to board?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Howell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item D, page 59, resolution number 01-26-2015 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending the fiscal year 2026 budget to transfer $295,000 from the general fund reserve to the CIP fund for the McKinnon Street Rehabilitation Project design phase and authorizing its expenditures.
Move to approve resolution 01-26-2015.
Powers, second.
All right, motion by DeBoer, second by Powers. Report, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So I'll give a brief overview and then I'll kick it to Amber to see if she has anything to add. But this is a budget amendment for professional services for McKinnon Street. That's Audison's Hill for those that are more familiar with that terminology. You know, City Market Hill is what we did this summer, St. Michael Street. Audison's Hill will be our next road project that we do.
And our goal is?
Yep. Again, the Assembly and I have committed to a road a year. St. Michael is certainly one of the most heavily trafficked in the downtown corridor. Audison's Hill is probably a pretty close second, if not first. So very important. If you've driven over Audison Hill in the summertime, you know why we're looking at doing it. Infrastructure is old, below grade. And then certainly the surface transportation is quite terrible. So it's actually better with the snow. Amber, I'll kick it over to you on what the 295 gets us overall. But this is just a budget amendment, and we do plan on bringing this project into construction this summer.
Microphone?
Yeah. I guess we're just all automated now.
Yeah. Thank you for letting me speak in addition to what you just shared. I guess the only other thing I have to add is that of the $267,000 in design costs, there's a couple of things. About $150,000 of that is eligible for reimbursement under the state revolving fund loan that we're getting for the water and sewer. We don't have that loan executed yet, which is why we're asking for the full amount to come from the general fund. And then that will be reimbursed once we get that loan established and those funds come in from the SRF program. So half of that cost is coming to us through that grant. The other thing I'll add is that, you'll see, I'll speak to that on the next item for approval of the B&B contract, but really, other than that, this is to provide all of the design permitting. There's quite a few permits that are required, and some construction administration and light inspection for us through that project.
Thank you. Discussion assembly. All right, hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item E, page 62, approval of a contract award to PND Engineers for the McKinnon Street Rehabilitation Project.
Move to approve a contract award to PND Engineers for the McKinnon Street Rehabilitation Project.
Powers, second.
All right. Motion by DeBoard, second by Powers. Report on this.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. So we just did the budget amendment, and now we are entering into a contract for approval with PND Engineers for the design services and permitting construction and administration. Amber said it was $267,000. We have a little bit of buffer in there for contingency, which is a practice we like to do, or at least start doing. Amber, if you want to go into the specifics of the contract, happy to kick it over to you.
Yeah, want to note that we did issue a competitive solicitation for this work, and we received one statement of qualifications, and that was from PND. There were a couple of other interested engineering firms that we heard from, but for whatever reason, they chose not to propose on that. So PND, they did the design and construction administration on our St. Michael Street. So we had a great relationship with them on that project, and we're excited to work with them on this one as well. Again, of $267,000, $150,000 of that is coming from the SRF program, the loan forgiveness. It's a subsidy loan, and that is from the Infrastructure Investment Act funding that the SRF is able to provide those subsidies at this point. I don't expect that those will last with this money ending soon. So we're taking advantage of this as much as possible. One other thing to note on the costs included in this work is related to some survey and platting for the project. What we learned from some initial survey that PND did for us earlier is that the McKinnon Street right-of-way is encumbered with four different lots. So the right-of-way itself is only about 18 feet wide. One of those lots is identified right now to be owned by a private entity. So we have to explore that and make sure we can clear that land and show site control for the SRF program. The federal funding requires that we show site control. The other three properties are owned by the borough. Two of them we would propose to vacate and dedicate to the public access. The third one is a portion of the parcel that the senior center is located on. Mm-hmm. That parcel extends into the what we call the right-of-way now, which isn't quite the right-of-way because it's encumbered. But so we need to clean up those four lots. And so there's about $40,000 identified for doing all of that work to clean up the right-of-way. So just another note on out of that $247,000, that's the portion that's related to clearing the right-of-way and getting site control.
In layman's terms, that's just redoing the plat for some kind of janky old school survey and that it still exists. So
yeah, probably written in pencil. Like we have, yeah. Does AP&T have any communications? Yes. Buried?
Yes, AP&T has quite, their main underground infrastructure for the main trunk.
Right.
In that roadway. So we've been working with them.
Okay.
They don't have good as-built, so we've got as much information as they have in their offers they shared with us. So, we'll do our best to, ensure that that is not damaged.
Okay.
It's what we tend to work with around here, lack of as-built drawings, not only ourselves, but other folks as well.
All right. Thank you. Discussion, assembly. All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mock?
Yes.
Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item F, page 82, approval of the First Amendment to the MOU between the City and Borough of Wrangell and Alaska Marine Lines.
Move to approve the First Amendment to the MOU between the CBW and Alaska Marine Lines.
Powers, second.
All right, we have a motion by DeBoer, second by Powers.
Thank you,
discussion?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Mayor. So this is a really simple change to our MOU with Alaska Marine Lines. It's just extending the termination date to December 31st, 2026. To kind of comment a little bit about the framework for all these partnerships that were forged in these public-private partnerships, much like ACL, we've engaged in an MOU after we established that we want to work together. That's really a framework to say how we're going to work together to analyze an alternative or an economic development opportunity. Once that framework set, that MOU, then we typically get a lease application or some sort of application proposal, and then we'll get that out to the boards and commissions, which has happened in the ACL. We'll look at the assembly to get their counsel through that. Once we get the approvals to move forward or recommendations to that are unanimous, we'll go through and start negotiating a deal and then bring that to the assembly and the community for public comment and approval. So that's kind of the process that we're going through in each of these. I think it's the MOUs have been a really nice thing to have in a framework to evaluate the alternative. Of course, the alternative we're evaluating under this MOU is a movement of our cargo transfer facility out to the 6 mile deepwater port. So we will share a lot of numbers with the community on that. We're working through that proposal and alternative analysis with Alaska Marine Lines. So it's been a great relationship, very similar to the American Cruise Lines folks. I really appreciate Don Reed and Dan Kelly and the relationship I have with them. And I just met with them this last week, and I'll meet with them again this next week. And then I'll be headed down to Seattle to meet with some leadership from Linden to talk about this opportunity. And if we get some concurrence on moving forward, we'll definitely bring forward an opportunity to the assembly and for the community to weigh in on. But when we consider the really robust development we have, especially if this JAG opportunity or the you get an icebreaker that's homeported here, there's going to be significant changes to our supply chain and an increased volume and stuff that's volume of activities and goods and services that are going to be rendered in the Wrangell borough, particularly on the housing front and getting large items out of town has been a problem here. So certainly that's something that's a good bonus to moving out there, but there's a lot of different reasons, and we'll get into that in a nice presentation. And right now we're just looking at the numbers to make sure it pencils out for the community of Wrangell, and then it pencils out for Alaska Marine Lines as well. So we'll get more into that later, but simply just an adjustment to the termination date on this. I'm hopeful that we can, you know, put to bed this alternative sooner than December 31st of 2026, but we'll keep reporting back.
Okay. And again, assembly, this is changing the termination date is the only change here. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Audison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powers?
Yes.
Mock?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And with that, we adjourn at 7 p.m. Thank you, Assembly. Thank you, community.
It's 7 o'clock. You're listening to KSDK Wrangell, Stikine River Radio, broadcasting from the ancestral lands of the Stikine Thlinkit people. Support for this station comes from listeners like you and local businesses. If you're a supporter, thank you.